Hello, how are you?
It's afternoon rush hour at the Fraser-Ney Marine Farm on Tasmania's east coast.
We've got a lot of fresh options as well as cooked. If you're after something warm.
The time of day when weary day trekkers head out of Coles Bay need to refuel. In this case, with local seafood.
So, I think we'll go with Kilpatrick.
Oysters Kilpatrick, one dozen?
Yeah, we'll get a dozen.
Hello, I'm Larissa Smith. It's 12 years since Julia and Giles Fisher took over their lease in Great Oyster Bay. Rather than just concentrate on oysters, though, they've diversified their operation to include other seafood lines and have even opened up this bustling cafe to serve locals and tourists alike.
We started off with lovely natural oysters, and then we thought, we could cook them and we could do them poached in ginger soy. And then we thought we could do the mussels with a chili mussel sauce or a coconut chili and different things. And then all of a sudden we took garlic scallops on the menu and pan-fried Tasmanian salmon. And then we went down the road with the urchin and the local abalone. So it's incredible, actually, all the species we have every day for people travelling and also local Tasmanians just to go, wow, this is what comes from our beautiful state.
Was that the lot?
Yeah.
Here, thank you.
While Julia is in charge of the cafe, Giles looks after the oyster lease. Their efforts in building up the business have been recognised with an award from the Tasmanian Seafood Industry Council.
The reason that we were attracted to this business, again, 12 years ago, was it had a very small but fundamental foot in tourism. It always had an outlet that would sell a few oysters every day to the passing public. Julia and I both have a background in tourism as well as, obviously, an aquacultural background, but it fitted really well to do that. So that was always one of the cornerstones of what we wanted to do. The production was very small on the farm. It was basically at a standstill when we bought it. So the two came in conjunction. We were selling oysters to the wholesalers like everybody does, like normal oyster farmers do. But we really wanted to try and vertically integrate as much as we could to try and gain as much value out of our product as we could. And we found, the appreciation of the passing public was just so fundamental and so heartwarming that we just continued on building that. We've got a lovely guy who's diving 2 to 3 days a week for us now to pull in Tasmanian native urchins, and he's selling them through to us processed. They're just wonderful. People are loving them. We're only fairly new into that and it's going really well.
I just think so many people are getting so savvy in this area, diversification with the scare of poms in Tasmania, knowing that, we've got mussels, there could be an algae out there, okay, mussels might not be on the menu, but you've got oysters. You've got other seafoods you can rely on from around Tasmania. And I think diversification is so critical. And for us, for Giles and I, we just love dealing with the tourist side. Like, we love it. It's on our doorstep, and it'd just be crazy not to just enjoy that part of our business.
And while we've been chatting away, I've spotted a couple of people in the distance wearing waders, standing around a white tablecloth in the middle of the bay. They're guests from the nearby luxury lodge Sapphire, who are enjoying the opportunity to learn more about the oysters they're eating.
I'm Luke from Brisbane.
And I'm Jane from Brisbane. We're together and we've just been on the oyster trekking tour run by Sapphire.
It's such a beautiful day. The water's so still, beautiful background, beautiful sunlight, and the whole process, the work that goes into it, it's fascinating. And as I said, I'll be looking at a plate of oysters very differently, and I'll still be enjoying them, but they probably won't be as good as ones I just had. They look fantastic.
Sapphire, I think, is coming up on 6 years old. They've just been such a lovely bunch of guys to deal with. For 6 years, We don't even have a contract with these guys. It's basically just been a handshake deal. They simply said they want to get involved with local businesses. Have you got something that they would be interested in? At that time, Julia had developed this idea of taking people out onto the farm and walking around in waders, eating the oysters while they're out on the farm. And we very clearly basically just said to them, if you guys would like to take on that idea that was originally Julia's, please go for it. And, yeah, 6 years later, it's still continuing, and it's just brilliant. We get to see really engaged, really happy guests, and they get to experience something that they can't do anywhere else. There's something special for these guys about being able to eat an oyster straight out of the water, you know, shucked on the plate right in front of them with a glass of Tasmanian sparkling wine. It's a really lovely thing. We get a real kick out of it every week.
How's your day been, Jan?
Got a lot of staff that have been with us for 8, 9, 10 years now, and that for us in a small community is a really, really big thing. Yeah, it's nice to be able to offer, you know, job opportunities. Yeah.
Hello.
When you're serving an oysters trio.
Oysters trio, the cooked one or the cold one?
The hot one? Yeah,
yes.
I think so.
Yeah.
Did you have scallops at all?